Councillors' reports. John, you want to kick off first?
Thanks. Probably not an awful lot to say, other than the fact that we had a council meeting at the end of February, which we decided we would accept the freeze of the council tax for this year. So council tax bills in themselves will not go up, but your water and wastewater charges, I think, are going to be up by 2.5%. That's Scottish Water's decision. We have the rest of our revenue budget, other than the council tax, just exactly the details of the budget to go through next Wednesday, the 10th. So there'll be, I'm sure Xander, like myself, putting a lot of effort in just now to work out how we want that budget to look. The other thing I would mention, I suppose it's just following on from what we've just been talking about there, is that the council, along with all our kind of partner organisations, police, fire, and the various departments of the council, are looking at how we manage visitors to Highland Perthshire. No doubt, once the restrictions do get lifted, we will have a summer where people are not keen or willing or able to travel abroad, and we're likely to get quite an influx of visitors to the area again, and we're keen to try and manage the influx of visitors, particularly those who want to I was going to say well camp, but dirty camp or whatever you want to call that, rough camping about our area. And we've had this well documented, as you know, lots of problems with litter and vandalism and parking issues and all sorts of other unpleasant issues. So we're trying to get ahead of the game. We've done a bit of preparation, trying to, you know, work with landowners to find better places for people to leave their cars so that we're not blocking the roads. There have been letters sent out locally looking to see if anybody wants to volunteer some time to assist and to engage with people as they arrive and try and encourage them to be responsible in the when they're with us. We want people to come and visit Highland Perthshire, but we want them to be responsible while they're here.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of work getting done in relation to that just now. And when the time comes, we will obviously have our kind of patrols out involving police, fire, safer community wardens, parking attendants, forest rangers and such like, and volunteers. So hopefully we'll get out of the starting blocks a bit quicker this year and engage with those that do come. We've also put in place, obviously, the clearways, and as well as not being able to park, they're all being there'll be no parking on the verges. I think it's within a metre and a half of the carriageway to stop folk trying to squeeze onto verges and into field entrances and driveways and all this kind of stuff as well. So we shall see how it goes, but we're trying to manage that a bit better this summer. I'll stop there, and Xander can bring in any other issues he wants to.
Thanks, John. Obviously, as you're aware, the council voted by a narrow majority last month to suspend its committee meetings for 5 months. So there's only full council's report on, which John's already covered in terms of last week's full council. We agreed the council tax freeze, and following on from that, we're having the budget in just over a week's time. Like John, I've been working hard on that, and I got my first draft in last week, John, so I'm maybe ahead of you there. Hopefully that will not be too painful on residents. However, inevitably, there are going to have to be cuts. I mean, I'm getting as bored of saying this every year as you will be of hearing it, but sadly, you know, the financial settlements do not allow us to every year maintain services as they are, and there will have to be a degree of cuts to sustain core services. We will have to cut some of the less essential aspects. Hopefully we can avoid frontline services, and we can hopefully avoid the services that people really rely on. And I know every year we do try and endeavour to do that. So I'm not aware of, I mean, John, you can perhaps double clarify this. I'm not aware of any of the usual contentious items being in the draft budget this year. So you're unlikely to read about some of the things that usually we get a million emails about the week before the budget, but actually are never getting cut. So actually, I think this year, it's not, the press in advance will hopefully not be as bad as the reality itself, as it were. So from that point of view, there will be some cuts, but hopefully not too bad. And really, we have focused heavily on supporting residents. That was the reason we took the decision to freeze council tax, and that has had a financial impact on the council, obviously. Some of it is funded by the government, not all of it. And you know, that should hopefully protect residents who are struggling. And we are also revising down estimates, for example, in terms of how much we expect to take in council tax, not just in terms of people paying it, but actually the number of people who might struggle to financially afford it. And Perth and Kinross normally has one of the highest uptakes of paying their council tax. So I think we would, we are trying to put as much money into COVID recovery, and we're looking at how we will recover post-pandemic. I can't really think of anything else, John, from last week's meeting that was particularly critical. And I think it's worth obviously just noting that John and I are, well, the meetings are slightly more restricted in that we're into election purdah for the local government by-election, and we are going to be into the Scottish parliamentary purdah next time we speak to you as well. So there is a slight greater restrictions on what we can and can't say in official capacity. So just from that point of view, the meetings of the council are likely to be a bit lighter in the next couple of months. So there is an update in terms of elections that was given by the First Minister today to the Scottish Parliament, and you might start seeing, and I'm saying this as the non political member here tonight, because I'm not participating in those elections, that you may see members of political parties delivering leaflets and engaging in campaigning from the beginning of April. And that's the current expectation. So there is an exemption being given for the purposes of the election. And obviously, the lockdown rules are expected to be eased in advance of the election, so that everyone can take part in the election. We would encourage everyone to consider registering for a postal vote. It's very easy to do. You can apply online. They will send out a form or allow you to print off a form, and you just post it back to them. It's one page, I think, off the top of my head. Very easy to do, and you will get your ballot a couple of weeks before the election. You can return it. It's very safe. I know that in the past, some people have had concerns around the safety of postal ballots. I've had a postal ballot for about as long as I've had a vote, so nearly 10 years at this point, as unbelievable as that might be with the lockdown here. But I would encourage you to consider applying for a postal vote, particularly on this occasion, because it will reduce the number of people having to go to polling stations. It will be safer for you and safer for those undertaking the elections. So please take this opportunity to consider applying for a postal vote. I think the deadline probably is before the next meeting of Aberfeldy Community Council. So I won't probably be able to remind you at the next meeting. So if you are thinking of having one, maybe best to go and apply right now online. It takes seconds to do so. You can do it on the government website. I think that's all I can really provide in the way of an update, Victor. As I say, there's not really much in the council business that isn't vaccine or COVID related, and I think we've extensively covered that earlier, so I'm not going to go over it all again.
Rhonda, if you'd like me to put a news item on the Community Council website to encourage people to do that, then I'm happy to do so, but just supply me the right words.
I mean, I think absolutely. I mean, actually, that'd be really helpful, Pat. I think you can get the link off the UK government website, and it'll just take people direct to the page. It words to the effect of encouraging people to uptake it in advance of the election. You know, I think there'll be a lot of people out there who might have been thinking about it and just need that prompt. So that would be really good, actually. And maybe Heartland could run a wee encouragement as well.
Okay. Yeah, definitely we would. Would there be somebody from the council who the correct person from the council who may be able to make that statement, and we could use that as audio, which would help us. But we'll definitely run a postal vote story.
Great. Wonderful.
Alistair Ramsey, do you want to press the councillors on anything?
Just on the issue of the only meeting as full council, how does planning work at this stage then? Is there still meetings, sub-meetings from the planning committee, and how is that different from normal?
So there is meetings of the quasi-judicial committees, the planning committee, the licensing committee and the licensing board, because basically if they didn't meet, the backlog for them would be insane. So they are continuing to meet. It is the policy committees, including strategic policy and resources, the lifelong learning committee, housing and communities, and the environment and infrastructure committee, along with things like property subcommittee. What else have I missed there, John? They are not meeting those ones.
Okay, and these meetings will be publicised on the diary of events on the council website as normal, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, nothing else for the councillors?